Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 56. Lows dip down to about 41. Tonight, overcast skies. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66. Overcast skies. Mid-60s Wednesday, mid-50s Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the controversial black mass that happened at the Capitol grounds on Friday, the head of the Satanic Grotto tried to hold the ceremony inside the rotunda of the state capitol that led to an altercation and the arrest of the individual.
It's getting a little bit. Oh, it's getting. Punches are thrown. Punches are thrown. We have Capitol Police intervening. This is on the first floor of the Capitol.
That audio from KSNT News, where he went on to say with a statement saying that the black mass was just to show our space in the public circle. Outside of the 20 individuals that roughly showed up for the black mass, more than 300 to 400 individuals of the Catholics and Christian organizations that showed up at the Catholic State House in protest and to hold their own service. The black mass was originally intended to be indoors before Governor Laura Kelly told them that they had to hold the service outside. Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Well, the Kansas State Legislature wrapped up last week by putting a new bill on the governor's desk that, if passed, would force individuals to pay for child support before a baby is even born. As according to KSNT News, they say that House Bill 2062 was passed by a supermajority with veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate. And if the governor did sign the bill, would require that unborn children in the state already be given a tax ID number, along with giving families tax breaks, along with forcing individuals to pay child support, which they say would give critical support for the pregnant mother in the choice on whether to have an abortion or not based on their living situation. According to the creators of the bill, they say, quote, it would provide the child support orders for unborn children from the date of conception, including the direct medical and pregnancy-related expenses of the mother as a factor in the child support orders and providing for an income tax exemption for unborn children. Governor Kelly is likely to veto the bill. The governor did wrap up on Friday signing multiple other bills into law for the state. But America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, released a statement at the end of last week praising the ongoing Trump administration's efforts to try and curb illegal immigration and focusing on election processes within different states around the nation. As according to the statement from Evnen's office, they say the sweeping executive orders overhauling the U.S. election system was a, quote, new and hopeful chapter for the nation. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the Nebraska Secretary of State's office says they felt that they've been facing federal roadblocks using, quote, databases that could help confirm the citizenship status of those who are on the voter rolls, and goes on to say that he has joined a letter with 19 other secretaries of state around the nation last month that would request more access to federal immigration data to help verify voter registrations. Trump did sign an executive order last week aligning with the House Republican priority to pass the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Mid-America Network News.
Ultimate truck deal? Head to Rusty at Ford, where we're offering 2.9% financing for 72 months on every 2024 F-150 in stock. That's right, every F-150, 2.9% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Tough, dependable, and packed with features, the 2024 Ford F-150 is built to tackle any job, big or small. Whether you're hauling, towing, or just cruising, this truck has you covered. The Ford F-Series truck has been the number one selling truck for 48 years running. At Rusty at Ford, we have over 30 2024 F-150s on our lot with 2.9% financing for a limited time. Visit us today and choose your new F-150 from Rusty at Ford. But hurry, this offer won't last long. Visit Rusty at Ford today and drive away in a 2024 F-150 with 2.9% financing for 72 months. Visit us at the store or find us online at rustyatford.com. Offer ends soon. See dealer for details. Restrictions apply.
Hiring the right employee is more than just filling out a form and checking a few boxes. Kansas Works professionals are familiar with your community and understand it's all about finding the right fit. Your local Workforce Center staff know the right questions to ask and the best way to match the perfect addition to your team. Because, let's face it, no two companies or two job candidates are alike. The right fit is there, so let's find them. Get started by visiting kansasworks.com to find a Workforce Center near you. And that's how Kansas works.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously approved seismic testing on county roads and right-of-way. Adjacent landowners should be contacted first before testing begins. An earlier request last year was initially denied. Company officials met recently to outline the testing process. Work planned primarily in southwest Marshall and southeast Washington counties for hydrogen potential. May 29th through May 31st designated as free dump days in Marshall County. Criteria and limitations will be published prior to the dates. Washington County Commissioners met with township officials last Thursday. Last week's meeting was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve 2024 fund transfers, including $25,000 from Emergency Preparedness, $11,000 from the Diversion Fund, $35,000 from the Appraiser's Account, $58,000 from Law Enforcement, $30,000 from Noxious Weed, and $10,000 from the Election Fund, all transferring to the General Fund, and $85,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund. Gage County authorities advising that scammers are calling and claiming they're with the Sheriff's Office, then attempting to extort money from victims. If you receive a call or a text which you believe may be legitimate, hang up and call dispatch to confirm. Officials with Nebraska Department of Transportation met with local decision makers in Diller recently to outline a planned project for repair and replacement of the PWF road from Jefferson into Gage County. An estimated total cost of nearly $14 million would be funded in part through some $9 million that's been earmarked in recent years from a combination of federal and state funds, with a balance of some $4 million, which would be generated locally, with Jefferson County officials considering longer-term bond funding. Bids could go out as early as December 2026, with a two-year construction cycle beginning in the spring of 2027. Scientists joined the recent conversation and will be part of the evaluation of environmental impact, including wetlands. Deb Oldie has been appointed interim director for the North Central Regional Planning Commission with the resignation of John Shea, who's moving on to a new post in California. He served with North Central the past 3 years. Deb Oldie served as assistant director of the strategic initiatives since 2022. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and also on our social media.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, red skin potatoes, mixed veggies, and apricots.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh, made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers are possible Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Rain showers are possible early Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then more rain may continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And still some rain possible by Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more scattered rain showers possible Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature end of March 62, high in the state 92. The average low 37 and the record low 13 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:50. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13. It's 35 degrees. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 31st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Good morning, I'm Judson Richards. We'll begin with the NCAA Women's Basketball Elite Eight. Moving on to the Final Four for the fifth consecutive year was one seed South Carolina. The defending champs knocked off two seed Duke 54-50. South Carolina will play the winner of Texas versus TCU in their Elite Eight matchup. As for one seed UCLA, they accomplished a program first.
That will do it for the first time in program history.
The call on ABC, UCLA will play the winner of USC versus UConn. Men's Final Four action, 3-1 seeds were through, Duke, Florida, and Houston. Then Auburn made it a clean sweep of the ones.
The inbound to Pettiford, final seconds come off. War Eagle, for the second time in 6 years, Bruce Pearl taking the Auburn Tigers to the Final Four.
The call from Westwood One NCAA Radio Network for the first time since 2008 and the second time in tournament history. All four number one seeds are headed to the Final Four. There was ruckus in the NBA, Pistons and the Timberwolves.
Nas fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, drives, he got fouled. Holland picks it up. And now Nas and Holland going at it. Dante steps in, and now both teams have to be separated here. Dante takes Holland right out of play. It's a pileup under the basket, and they are still going at it. There are bodies piled up into the first few rows of the seats as tempers have flared here early in the second quarter.
The call on KFAN Sports Radio is a fight that spilled into the stands. Five players, including Timberwolves' Naz Reid and Pistons' Isaiah Stewart, were ejected along with Detroit head coach J.B. Bickerstaff. Timberwolves win 123-104.
This is the sale you've been waiting for. The Macy's Spring VIP Sale is here. Exclusive savings on the season's most loved brands with an extra 30% off Avec Lafitte, Karl Lagerfeld, DKNY, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty essentials from MAC, Armani Beauty, and too many others to mention. So get to the Macy's Spring VIP Sale now and shop brands you love at prices you'll love even more. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, Your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected. Your floor mats are cleaned and delivered. And your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. President Trump's suggestion over the weekend that upcoming tariffs would essentially cover all countries sent U.S. stock futures falling overnight. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ composite were all set to open the week lower. On Friday, the Dow Jones plunged 716 points to close at 41,584. The Standard & Poor's 500 tumbled 2%, but the NASDAQ composite took the biggest hit of the three, plummeting 2.7% headed into the weekend. Investors have been fleeing from the battered equities market and sinking their money into safe havens like precious metals. Gold prices, as a result, are up nearly 20% on the year, hitting an all-time high $3,100 an ounce today. Action thriller A Working Man came out of nowhere to top the Friday through Sunday box office. Despite mixed reviews, the film from Amazon MGM and starring Jason Statham brought in $15.2 million in its opening weekend. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. At least 15 nations could be targeted starting this week for President Trump's reciprocal tariffs, an outcome raising big concerns here in agriculture. The 15, including Canada, Mexico, and China, account for nearly 90% of U.S. imports last year and are seen as the worst offenders in erecting trade barriers to U.S. products. Retaliation against U.S. farm goods over Trump's earlier tariffs have already started and could intensify over the new tariffs and as delayed ones take more effect. Farm groups are reeling over fear of new revenue losses. Former USDA Undersecretary for Ag Trade, now with the International Fresh Produce Association, Alexis Taylor says trade relationships are on the line.
We are hearing it from some of our members when they are talking to their buyers, say, in Canada. Obviously, we all hear about what's going on in Canada and really the move, some of the just anger that they're feeling towards the United States right now, their move as consumers to not buy American, to look for different suppliers.
Tariffs on USMCA-covered goods suspended on March 6th could restart in the coming days. Michael Dykes, heads of the International Dairy Foods Association, and it says it all comes down to uncertainty and reliability.
Reliability is extremely important to our customers. I've had members tell me that they lost significant customers in Trump 1 and still yet today don't have them back yet.
Again, that's heads of the International Dairy Foods Association, Michael Dykes. He is in agreement with the United States Soybean Export Council that tariffs can be a tool to leverage tariff negotiations, but both acknowledge more uncertainty is ahead if the Trump administration imposes new tariffs this week. And just one quick note in conclusion shows, just ahead of the USDA report for stocks and seedings today, the FBN and the data is signaling that corn is king for 2025. Sam's back with your latest check of agriculture. Agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Federal Open Market Committee recently had a meeting where they announced their rates. K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics, Brady Brewer, explains what information came from that meeting and what his recommendation is for farmers and ranchers. He says where they have decided so far to keep interest rates.
Coming into January, inflation is moderating. The rate at which it is moderating is slowing down. But there's this expectation that the Fed will continue lowering the Fed funds rate through much of 2025. Maybe not get as much of a decrease as we saw in 2024, but with the lower inflation that we had been seeing, a lot of the markets were predicting lower Fed funds rate here in 2025. We just got done with the March Federal Open Market Committee meeting, and they have chosen to keep interest rates so far through 2025 even. So they have kept the target rate between 4.25 and 4.5. So we see no change so far in 2025 relative to 2024.
Brewer discusses what factors contribute to the FOMC decision.
The Federal Reserve has this dual mandate. They want unemployment around 4.2%, and they want a stable price level of around 2% inflation. So right now, unemployment is right at or even a tick below their target, and inflation is still elevated. So this is what is driving a large part of why we see maybe this change in expectations of we may not get further interest rate or Fed funds decreases for the foreseeable future, at least until the end of 2025. There's some other factors. There's some policy implications, thinking about what may impact future price levels that could be at play here. But as of right now, they seem pretty content at keeping the interest rates stable.
He shares what he encourages producers to do financially.
Have a capital spending plan. With this new signal that we're getting from the FOMC that the Fed funds rate may not decrease very much in 2025, if at all, we're not going to see any relief from the interest rate perspective when you go and get a loan at the bank. So that means, you know, we can't stop replacing assets. Stuff breaks down. We need new stuff all the time. So we need to prioritize and figure out what's going to have the biggest impact as we continue to see these elevated prices for the money supply that we are getting.
That was K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics Brady Brewer with information about the rate announcement from the Federal Open Market Committee. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks with Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday with a 11 o'clock start on those way up cows and bulls, and 12 o'clock noon on the hay department, and 12:30 on the feeders. Well, talking about the feeders, hey, let's talk about baby calves. We've got three very good baby calves here today. If you're looking for one for 4-H or start the kids raising the cattle with the bottle calves, we certainly got a black bull calf, great calf, 60 days old. We got another bull calf, 3 weeks old. We got a black bull calf, 5 days old, been vaccinated, so very good on the three head of baby calves here this morning. In the feeder cattle, we'll start off with the 17 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow. Those are Sobek cattle out of Western. They're 450 to 600. Prell out of Bremen's got 8 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 4 to 450. Felty out of Marysville's got 7 black and red steer and heifers, 4 to 500. Farley out of Fairley out of Dakin, 20 black and red steer and heifers, 6.5 to 800. Tegmeyer's at Burchard got 15 black baldy heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Deep Key out of Marysville's got 15 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 600. Menchow out of Pleasantdale, 7 red Angus steer and heifers, 600. Janicek out of Wilbur's got 21 head of black limousine cross bull and heifers. They're going to weigh 6.5 to 775. Alonzo out of February, 6 black steer and heifers, 550 to 600. Pabin out of Beatrice, 13 black steer and heifers, aged cattle. They're going to weigh 1,100. The Schramm cattle out of Odell, 14 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 600. Lyle Lester Ranch out of Martell's got 13 black bulls and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 675. Certainly catch calves coming in here this morning. I do want to mention the very nice sale we're lining up for April 14th. There's 200 head of yearlings. Looking at another 60 head of 850 steers. There's another 46 head of good 450 to 550 calves coming out of Herkimer. So that's going to build to be a nice sale on April 14th. So we appreciate your business. Give us a call, Alicia, Rick and Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew. We say thanks for the business. Well, then, at 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. In the small squares, there's 16 bales of fourth cut. There's 100 bales of second cut. In the Brome and Prairie, outstanding hay, 64 and 60. In the grass, 48. In the square straws, 53. In the round bale department, alfalfa, we start off with 26 second cut with the weights. There's an additional 8 alfalfa second cut, 8 bales of third cut. There's 22 bales of third and fourth cut with a weight of 1980. There's 20 bales of alfalfa mix, and there's also 23 bales fourth cut alfalfa, but it's 2023 crop. In the Prairie Department, 40. In the Brome, 30. In the Brome Prairie Mix, 17. In the round grass, 107. In the round rye, 10. Round CRP, 5.7. In the round corn stalks, 22. On the cash cattle last week, kind of an unusual week, but a very good one. The week before, we had a balance of 212 to 215 on the cash. 213, maybe some 215, was paid out this week. But the big deal was the FOB carcass price jumped anywhere from 335 to 345, so really a nice shot in the arm in regards to the delivered to the plant price. And certainly cattle moved at that price, and so it was a good week in the case cattle delivered to the plant. Well, that is going to wrap it up here. We do have the Charles Herbster Black Angus production sale here this week. That will be here on Thursday. Cattle will deliver Tuesday afternoon if you're interested in checking out the lots for sale here on the Herbster Black Angus production sale Thursday at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, assignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
729 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour. Highs near 60 today. Could range in the middle 60s Tuesday, prompting a chance of scattered thunderstorms.
Does your spring planting schedule take the moon phase into account? It's all about planting by the light or dark of the moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actress Rhea Perlman has a birthday, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the V8 engine on this day in 1932. Soil conditions and frost charts are important when considering your planting schedule, but have you considered the moon phase? Here's a refresher on favorable moon cycles. Right now, the moon is waxing or between new and full. For centuries, farmers have believed that above-ground crops do best when planted in this phase, or by the light of the moon. Below-ground crops are best planted by the dark of the moon, or between the moon's full and new phase. The next dark of the moon planting opportunity will be after April's full moon on the 12th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find our best planting dates chart online at almanac.com.
Sam Smack with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it's the end of an era as they sat together one last time, being Ioka Lee and Serena Sundell underneath the bright lights of the large lamp at the NCAA tournament, as unfortunately they get dropped by the number one team in the country, USC. Kansas State women's basketball has their season come to a close, 67-61 in the regional semifinal. Other Kansas scores from the weekend include a lot on the diamond, including KU baseball securing its first series sweep against Oklahoma State since 2009. They went 11-2 yesterday and improved to 23-6 overall on the year. K-State Wildcats baseball plated three in the bottom of the ninth to stay perfect at home as they walk off against Texas Tech University 5-4 yesterday. And also Wichita State was in action, but the Shockers rally falls up short in the finale against UAB yesterday as they lost to the Blazers 11-9. And Wichita State Shockers softball in the series finale between Wichita State and Southern Florida ends in a tie 7-7 as of yesterday.
Marysville High girls softball team split a pair with Onega Thursday, winning the opener 11-6 and dropping the nightcap 10-2.
MHS boys baseball team takes the field Monday, hosting Wamego. Game 4:30 at Phil Lousen Field in Marysville. Also Monday, Valley Heights softball will host Blue Valley, and baseball is at Blue Valley. Marysville High track teams open the season at Frankfort Thursday, and boys tennis team opens at Abilene.
KNDY.